Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Sunday, February 6th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. February 6, 2010 marked the culmination of a coast-to-coast storm that brought parts of the central United States snow and ice and snarled traffic and caused flight delays for days leading up to the 6th. As the storm approached the East Coast on the afternoon of February 5, 2010, snow started to fall along the I-95 corridor in the Mid-Atlantic region. Already warned of the impending storm, airlines had canceled hundreds of flights and moved planes out of the snowfall zone. The storm intensified, aided by a strengthening pocket of Arctic cold settling in over New England. The result was a bomb cyclone, so called because of the extreme strengthening, not unlike an explosion or bomb going off. By the time the snow was done flying in the afternoon of the 6th of February, 28.5 inches of snow had fallen in Philadelphia, making it the second greatest snowfall in that city's history. Baltimore totaled 24.8, an all-time record, and the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., 32.4 inches of measured snow, smashing the old record for the heaviest single-season snowfall by almost 10 inches. Airports, roads, and schools were closed for a week, and as crews battled bitterly cold temperatures, strong winds in the aftermath occurred of what would be termed the blizzard of 2010. And that's what happened on February 6th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe to, rate, and review This Date in Weather History on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And of course, if you have an idea for a future podcast, just email us at accuweather.podcast@accuweather.com.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.